Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today is the Feast of the Annunciation. One of the distinctive features of Catholicism is how much we celebrate and venerate Mary. The fact that we're praying the Rosary right now and saying, Hail Mary, Holy Mary, over and over, like a mantra, shows just how important she is. Many other Christians, and even non-Christians, say, why do you make such a big deal out of Mary? Why is she so central to the practice of the Catholic faith? And there are lots of ways to answer this question of why Mary is so important, but probably the most important answer to that question, and the answer the Church gave in the very beginning of Christianity, is that Mary is the new Eve. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Scripture is very clear that we humans originally got into this mess of sin and suffering because of a man named Adam. And Scripture is also very clear that we get out of this mess only through the new Adam, Jesus Christ. But of course, there wasn't just an original Adam who led humanity into death. There was an original Eve. And there isn't just a new Adam who brings us to life. There's a new Eve. Look at the parallel between Mary and Eve. A fallen angel comes to the first Eve and says, "If you want, you can make man to be like God." And then the angel Gabriel comes to the new Eve and says, "If you want, you can make God to be like man." The first Eve says yes to the bad angel, and she gives the forbidden fruit, the instrument of damnation, to the first Adam. The new Eve says yes to the good angel, and she gives human flesh, the instrument of salvation, to the new Adam. Jesus at Cana, and then again at Calvary, calls Mary woman, because God said to the serpent in front of Eve, "I will put enmity between you and the woman." The first woman was the partner of the first man. The new woman, Mary, was the partner of the new man of salvation, Jesus. The first Eve miraculously came from the body of the first Adam without sexual intercourse. The new Adam miraculously came forth from the body of the new Eve without sexual intercourse. If Adam and Eve are both in some way responsible for our fall, then Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and new Eve, are together responsible for our salvation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. As we can see, this connection between Mary and Eve is present in Scripture, but it's also clearly present in the early fathers of the church. For example, Saint Justin Martyr, who taught in the middle of the second century, draws a parallel between Eve and Mary to highlight Mary's role with Jesus in our salvation. About 30 years later, still in the second century, Saint Irenaeus calls Mary the cause of our salvation for herself and the whole human race, saying, "The knot of Eve's disobedience was untied by Mary's obedience, and that as the human race was bound to death because of a virgin, so it was set free from death by a virgin." And not long after, Saint Jerome summarized the New Eve theology by saying, "Death through Eve, life through Mary." And Saint Ephrem the Syrian, in the 4th century, when he was meditating on Simeon's prophecy during the presentation in the temple that Mary's heart would be pierced, he said that by her pain at Calvary, Mary removed the sword that protected paradise because of Eve. Again, if Mary is the new Eve, which she clearly is, then just as Eve cooperated with Adam for our downfall, Mary cooperated with Jesus for our salvation. So the logic is pretty straightforward, and Scripture and the saints of the church recognized it right away. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. There's a sense in which the Church first clearly recognized Mary's role as the new Eve, and then clarified other truths about her. For instance, as we've already said, one of the main ways she's the new Eve is by giving birth to the new Adam, and so equipping him for the work of salvation. That's why she's the Mother of God. That's the first doctrine about Mary. And she's also a perpetual virgin, so that, not limiting herself to her natural family, she can become spiritual mother to all Christians, as Eve was the natural mother to all humanity. That's the second doctrine, that Mary is perpetually a virgin. Third, the Immaculate Conception. Mary is immaculately conceived. The first Eve started her life without the stain of sin, so the new Eve should begin the same way. If Mary's job was to fight sin and Satan alongside her son, then she should be free of any fallenness that might compromise her mission. No part of her at any time should be affected by Satan. And the fourth doctrine, Mary is assumed into heaven. The first Eve was the first woman to taste death because of her sin, and it's fitting that the new Eve be the first woman to taste the glories of the resurrected body as a reward for her faithfulness. But most importantly, Mary as new Eve clarifies why Mary is so important to us now. Christ the new Adam won salvation for us during his life on earth, but he still works tirelessly from heaven to bring us to the fullness of salvation. And Mary continues to be his partner. She was his partner on earth, and she is his partner in heaven. She works continuously at his side for our salvation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Mary is the mother of God. She's a perpetual virgin. She was immaculately conceived, and she was assumed into heaven. But I think the most important title of Mary is our mother. Eve was known as the mother of all the living because all human beings descended from her. And Mary is the new Eve because she is the spiritual mother of all people. And all Christians descend from her. The Catechism states, Jesus is Mary's only son, but her spiritual motherhood extends to all men, whom indeed he came to save. The son whom she brought forth is he whom God placed as the firstborn among many brethren, that is, the faithful in whose generation and formation she cooperates with a mother's love. But Mary isn't just the mother of Christians. She's the mother of all the people that Jesus came to save, which is everybody. And Jesus proclaimed this from the cross when he looked down and said, "Behold, your mother." That's why the most important title for Mary is our mother. When men are dying on a battlefield, they cry out for their mother. Well, the world is dying. The world needs its mother, but they don't know who she is. And those of you who do know, we have to introduce her to them. Because the world needs a mother. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruined souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Happy Solemnity. I said feast day as a bad habit. It's a solemnity. Today is the Solemnity of the Annunciation. This is one of the biggest days of the year we ought to celebrate.
And lesser so the Feast of St. Dismas, but that too.
I knew you would bring St. Dismas up.
Don't forget him.
St. Dismas, the good thief.
But more importantly, the Annunciation. And I think he would agree with that too.
But Mary cooperated, Mary the new Eve, cooperated with Jesus at Calvary for the salvation of Dismas.
Yeah. Can you believe that? Also, just thinking, we had just discussed with St. Dismas how he shows us a good example of how we can suffer with Christ on the cross. Obviously, Mary is the perfect example of how we can suffer with Christ on the cross. Yeah. And part of that is just love. It's not as if she's
part
physically
of it.
Tortured.
It's love.
Yeah. It's hard to capture other outside of just the pure example of it. So it's kind of actually incredible that these two things are overlaid. You know what it's kind of like? It's the Annunciation, but it's paralleled even in just the Annunciation of the birth of Christ. It's overshadowed. It's what's the word? Foreshadowed.
Yeah.
With this connection to the crucifixion.
Yes.
And redemption. So it's, as much as I joke about it, it's actually really incredible that these 2 days line up together.
I had this funny thought when you, I wasn't meditating on this. I was meditating on something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But I had this funny thought when you brought up St. Dismas, because Jesus died and he died. But the first thing that Jesus did was to go to all the souls in Hades, in the realm of the dead, to liberate them, to set them free and take them into heaven. So I can just imagine, like people who knew Dismas, who had died and were in Hades. And so Jesus breaks into Hades, and Dismas, I mean, he's got nowhere to go because heaven's not open yet. I can see him like hanging out next to Jesus. And they're all like, wait a minute.
How'd you know this guy?
How do you know this guy? How'd you get there?
I know you, and you shouldn't know this guy. But isn't that, it kind of surprises you, the people that do know Christ and sometimes know Christ better than we ourselves do. I think this is the experience. I think it's easy to be cautious around people. But whenever I talk to people like the Little Brothers and Sisters of the Lamb, they'll talk to anyone. And because of that, they meet some of the people with the greatest faith. And those people can surprise you. Those people can look a lot like St. Dismas.
Oh, yeah. I encourage everyone to take a look at a picture of Mary holding Jesus today. And especially, I encourage you to look up, it's easy online, the icon, Our Lady of Vladimir. Mm-hmm. Our Lady of Vladimir. Because it's a special kind of icon. It's called the Virgin of Tenderness. And what I love about this icon, look closely. She's holding the Christ child, but it's like they're pressing their cheeks face or cheek to cheek, but it's almost like she's whispering in his ear. And this is the way we're supposed to live. We're supposed to let Our Lady carry us and to inspire us at every moment, to whisper in our ear at every moment what we should do, what we should not do. Our Lady, inspire us. Our Lady, carry us. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.